Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Damone Fleming's neighbors call NYPD over the 22-year-old's erratic behavior. Cops find Fleming naked, setting things in her apartment on fire. But where are her two children? Neighbors assume the tots are with Dad. Dad, however, is sleeping outside in the car. Fleming kicked him out after an argument. After seeing Fleming taken into custody, he runs upstairs, finds the two tots dead.
Nancy, the two children, ages 3 and 11 months old, were found stabbed and submerged in the bathtub underneath pieces of clothing. Canada screams hysterically, calling 911 for help, but the children are pronounced dead. Police believe Fleming stabbed them in the neck and torso, but will need to wait on autopsy results to determine if the boys were first drowned.
Fleming says she killed her children because she believed they were, quote, possessed. She'll undergo psychiatric evaluation. Right now, charged with two counts of murder. Damian McGuire says his mom owes him money, so he threatens her. He threatens her with a gun. Witnesses watch as McGuire parks in front of mom's Indiana home, sticks a handgun out the window, and fires shots at the house before driving away.
A neighbor called Anderson police after hearing the gunshots, and McGuire's mother tells them the 25-year-old is unstable and had been threatening her all morning. Later that day, another woman called police about a vehicle matching McGuire's that almost ran her off the road and gave them the address where she saw McGuire park and exit the vehicle.
Indiana cops track him down, find a pistol in plain view in his SUV. The 25-year-old now arrested for criminal recklessness. Are you kidding? Why not attempted murder? Marissa Bennett gets in an argument with her new husband, and he attacks her. Zachary Dawson chases Bennett through their West Virginia home, beats her dead. The 34-year-old groom then changes Bennett's clothes and tries to clean the house of blood after he realizes his bride is dead.
Now, Nancy, the couple's five children were sleeping over at a friend's house at the time of the attack. Bennett's friends went to check on her after not hearing from her for a few days and calls Anderson police after discovering her body on the floor. Authorities determined Bennett died from severe facial injuries and put a be-on-the-lookout alert out for Bennett's missing car.
Police find Dawson in Bennett's car with blood on his clothes and hands. He tells cops he, quote, blacked out after hitting Bennett, only realizing she's dead when he came to. Wow, that's an old story. He's charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Jurors have convicted a man in the killings of eight people from another Ohio family. This after weighing his denials and other testimony against the word of witnesses, including his brother and mother, who previously pleaded guilty for their roles. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
31-year-old George Wagner IV was found guilty of all 22 counts he faced in southern Ohio's Pike County, including eight counts of aggravated murder in the 2016 shootings of seven adults and a teenager from the Roden family. Wagner sat motionless as the verdicts were read, closing his eyes or looking down. Members of the Roden family who filled the courtroom hugged each other and wiped away tears moments after Wagner was led away in handcuffs.
The fatal shootings at three mobile homes and a camper near Piketon in April 2016 terrified residents and launched one of the state's most extensive criminal investigations. The Michigan Supreme Court has postponed the January trial for the parents of a teenager who killed four students at his high school. This is a victory for defense lawyers who argue that involuntary manslaughter charges don't fit. Once again, Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The court ordered the state appeals court to hear an appeal from James and Jennifer Crumbly. The order coincidentally emerged a day before the one-year anniversary of the shooting at Oxford High School, roughly 30 miles north of Detroit. Ethan Crumbly, who was 15 at the time, killed four students and injured six more and a teacher.
Ethan Crumbly recently pleaded guilty to murder and terrorism and said James Crumbly bought the gun with the boy's money just a few days earlier. 42-year-old Tamel Esko, who pleaded guilty to punching an Asian woman over 100 times during a hate crime attack earlier this year in Yonkers, New York, has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in state prison. Esko pleaded guilty in September to first-degree assault as a hate crime. On March 11th, Esko used anti-Asian slurs against the victim, who is of Filipino descent, when he approached her from behind and punched her in the head, knocking her to the ground. Supervisors in San Francisco have voted to give city police the ability to use potentially lethal remote-controlled robots in emergency situations. David Lazar is the city's assistant police chief.
We weigh out, do we want to risk lives in the public by getting ourselves exposed to the suspect, or can we send a robot in to deal with it?
The vote was 8-3, with the majority agreeing to grant police the option despite strong objections from civil liberties and other police oversight groups. Opponents say the authority would lead to the further militarization of a police force already too aggressive with poor and minority communities.
Brandon Prussia sits in a booth at a South Carolina McDonald's not to eat, but to give tattoos. A woman in the drive-thru calls police when she spots an employee getting a tattoo on his arm. That employee is a minor. Prussia gets 18 months probation for tattooing a minor and tattooing without a license. I bet he's not loving it. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.